Good morning. Thank you for joining with me today for our half hour of contemplation and meditation. We will start out contemplating A Course in Miracles, Workbook Lesson 96. And following that, we will sink deeply into our hearts. Lesson 96, Salvation Comes from My One Self. Although you are one self, you experience yourself as two, as both good and evil, loving and hating, mind and body. This sense of being split into opposites induces feelings of acute and constant conflict and leads to frantic attempts to reconcile the contradictory aspects of this self-perception. You have sought many such solutions, and none of them have worked. The opposites you see in you will never be compatible. But one solution exists. The fact that truth and illusion cannot be reconciled, no matter how you try, what means you use, and where you see the problem, must be accepted if you would be saved. Until you have accepted this, you will attempt an endless list of goals you cannot reach, a senseless series of expenditures of time and effort. Each one is as futile as the one before, and failing as the next one surely will. Spirit makes use of mind as means to find its true expression. And the mind which serves the spirit is at peace and filled with joy. Its power comes from spirit, and it is fulfilling happily its function here. Yet mind can also see itself divorced from spirit and perceive itself within a body it confuses with itself. Without its function, then it has no peace, and happiness is alien to its thoughts. Salvation comes from my one true self. Salvation comes from the voice for God. Spirit holds the thoughts that are my salvation, and it whispers those thoughts to me that guide me to awareness. As I meditated with this lesson earlier, I had an understanding of a teaching story to help me understand this lesson. And in the story, I had a knowing I was with a being that loved me so completely. And there was another being there that could see into my mind and thoughts. It could see what I was seeing and feeling. And I was a being that was, I'll say asleep. And I was agitated. I wasn't at peace. I was very agitated. If I had a head, it would have been thrashing back and forth. And if I had hands, they would have been gripping the chair, and the feet would be kicking. And I am in this very agitated state, asleep, unaware of these other loving beings with me. And this second being that could see into my mind, it was in my mind, and it was whispering to me. It was whispering, "You don't have to play this game of decisions anymore." All these decisions that I am believing I have to make. I have to make decisions. 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 This is very unrestful. This is why I thrash. And the voice, it's whispering to me, "There is no decision to make. There's no decision to make. Ask me when you believe there is a decision to make, and I'll tell you what to do. I'll guide you out of this. You just have to stop playing the game of making decisions." And as I let go of the game of making decisions and I listen to the voice, I become peaceful. Decisions no longer matter. Decisions no longer entrap me. No longer keep me in fear. And I have faith that whatever the voice tells me to do, whenever a decision comes up, I have faith that that decision doesn't matter anyways, and it's telling me what to do from the heart. And I settle down into peace. This voice of God will lead me home if I will stop playing. What decisions am I believing I need to make? What decisions am I making alone? What decisions and judgments am I believing in? When I think I can make a decision apart, it's like a sunbeam thinking it can decide to shine in a different way, or a wave thinking it can decide to go a different direction. And a sunbeam and a wave, they can't do these things because it's not in their nature. Decisions are not in my nature. Holy Spirit, the voice for God within my mind, help me to stop playing the game. I give my willingness to listen to you and to go to you when I am believing that there is a decision needing to be made. I give my willingness to go to you for the answers and to stop thrashing about in fear as to what the decision should be. I give my willingness to let go of even the concept that I need to make a decision without you. This concept that I need to make a decision, it may be that root belief that keeps me chained. Amen. as we sink deeply into our hearts, we will attempt to find the voice of God whose presence is guaranteed. Our salvation comes from our one true self. We wait patiently and confidently for the voice for God to tell us about our true self. Thank you for joining with me in the peacefulness of our heart. Namaste.